Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves, and I'm here with Allison Foley in the Big Apple. We're at Westminster Kennel Club. We are live, and we're bringing you this special edition of Pure Dog Talk. We're going to handicap the race, man. So we'll see if we can beat Las Vegas. There's always the line at Las Vegas, right, about who's going to win best in show. So here we've got insider information. We're going to see if we can get us to the top. So what do you think, Allison? How you doing?
I'm doing great. And I would just like to point out that last year I had the Giant going best in show and the Bichon going reserve. And actually, I was pretty close as the Bichon
pretty
won,
much nailed it. Yeah.
And the Giant went reserve. So, you know, I think this is the go-to place to find out what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
This week.
I think we got this. And yeah. What did we miss? Like one group winner last year?
Yeah.
We were on it.
We were on it, people.
On it.
So, you know, if you want to bet, come listen to our podcast first.
That's the ticket. We'll beat the line in Las Vegas. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. So we get started. We have some great dogs coming in, right? Monday night. So we're going to break this down by group. Monday night, we've got the hound, toy, non-sporting, herding groups. Starting out with Mama Pat. Pat Trotter's judging the hound group. This feels like a slam dunk, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, I have to agree. You know, Whiskey the Whippet has just done so much. Orlando,
yes.
Philadelphia,
yep.
And Pat Trotter just being such an iconic breeder, owner, handler, and another breeder, owner, handler coming up in the ranks. And obviously a gorgeous dog that's won in the best of competition. Like, I think we are all in agreement. You know, that Whippet walks in the ring, and that's where
your
money has to be.
Well, and the one thing I have heard, now Whiskey can be a little day-to-day, right? It's a Whippet. It's going to decide
those
whether he's on or not.
Yeah, and I see that. Like, that's, of course, true, but has risen to the occasion all
every
the
time.
Other big moments.
Right.
And also, you have to remember that you do have somebody like Pat Trotter judging, where if the dog maybe falters a bit or she sees something out of the corner of her eye, she's not going to push it to do the... If she wants to put that dog up and it's the best dog in the ring, mm-hmm. she's going to make that ring so that dog can do well in it because she's a smart judge.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, I think the thing about that particular Whippet is, for me, it is so hard to find a good male Whippet.
Right. Like, when's the last time a male Whippet did that much
winning?
Yeah. I mean, the Klansman dog.
I truly.
That was a long time ago.
So I think we feel pretty confident about our hound group.
Yeah. So we'll go with Whippet.
We'll run with that. Okay. So the toy group, I think this is, to me, it's a little more fluid. I mean, you've got Biggie, you've got the pug coming in with Stubborn.
Right. And, you know, you have my personal favorite, which is the Havanese Bono, who is just like...
Perfect.
He's, you know, Taffy has him looking fantastic. He's been doing so well. He won Progressive yesterday.
Yep.
And, I mean, if ever a dog was peaking at the right time,
yes.
I honestly think it is Bono.
Yes.
Now, as a Bono fan, the thing that has me worried is... the Papillon Treasure. So Brian Livingston won the national specialty with Treasure under Sharon Newcomb. Sharon Newcomb does the toy group at the Garden.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but Papillons are a super competitive breed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he makes it out of the breed, I think that he could have the outside chance at winning the, or maybe the inside chance at winning the toy group.
Yeah.
But my heart is with Bono, how he's looking, winning Progressive last night. I think that that could really bode well for
that. That's definitely, I mean, I'm with you. My favorite, hands down going away. It's West Coast. It's this. And I think that that is going to be a very, very interesting competition to see who gets out of the breed. And this is so much. We talk about this all the time. At Westminster, those breeds are so deep.
That's right.
The quality is so high that even your great dogs, they're like, okay, here's four other great dogs. And it's what's so amazing about this dog show is that you get the opportunity to see
all those dogs
at the same time.
So I agree. Like, I think that the toy group is a little bit broader in who could win,
mm-hmm.
but there are some things going into it. You know, Bono winning that big,
mm-hmm.
the big Progressive,
yep.
the Papillon having won the national under her, Biggie coming in.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting, but my heart's with Bono.
Excellent. All right, so we're marking down the toy group to the Havanese. This one, I got nothing. Mark Kennedy doing the non-sporting group, right? I mean, I'm putting this all on you. You're the poodle queen. Help me out here, because yeah. I got nothing.
You know, and, like, that's the thing. I honestly have nothing for this group, too. I mean, you know, Jen, the Frenchie, could come through again.
Yeah.
I had a couple people tell me that they really think that that young Eli standard dog that Chris Monopoulos is showing, that he could win the group if he got in there, and he seems to be on quite the roll. But we have Michael Canaliso doing standard poodles, you know, and he's really going to sort through them.
Yep. We talk about your depth of quality always.
Right. So, you know, standard poodles are one of those iconic, super competitive breeds. So I think it'll be a lot of who gets out of that group. I think the standard is usually in contention. So for me, it's a toss-up between the standard and the Frenchie. But honestly, this is one of the times that I felt less confident about the non-sporting group. And it always seems that the non-sporting group just is always the surprise group for some reason.
Frequently.
I mean, last year we had, you know, Flynn coming out and winning.
Right.
But that was the first time in like 10 years that we'd really had something come out of the non-sporting group that we expected might.
Well, and Dennis Brown's got a decent Bichon this year.
Exactly.
Right? So there's another
Bichon could be on a roll, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I agree.
Absolutely.
But to me, I'm not going to put money on the non-sporting group. It's one of those.
All right, so listeners, we can't help you here. But that's good. I think that speaks well to the sport when we have that level of competition all the way across and we can walk into it and say, anybody's game.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. Okay, now herding Peggy Beisel McIlwain, one of my iconic dog people. I think
agreed,
she has an
totally
amazing
agree.
Eye.
Yep.
I think she's dead serious about what she's doing. And we have some really great dogs in there.
Definitely. So I guess we both heard that the Old English Sheepdog from last year probably isn't coming.
Right. I've got no indication on that, but I'm leaning towards probably not from what my understanding.
Yeah, that's what I get too. And I've been a fan of the Border Collie Slick. Just looks the part, has done some really good winning. Mm-hmm. But I do think the Shepherd's on a roll. I think Kent has him looking fabulous. We saw him at those big shows in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, an iconic dog in New York City where Kent went best in show here a couple years
ago.
But even that aside, that dog on his own merits, how he's showing, how he's moving right now, to me, that's going to be a hard, hard dog to beat.
It is going to be a hard dog to beat. And I think the Garden is one of those places you're torn between the new dog coming up and the longtime favorite, which would then go towards the Border Collie. So Tony, the German Shepherd dog, who is very, very impressive. Like you say, we just saw him in Portland, and wow.
totally agree. He is a wow dog.
He really is a wow dog to me. And there's Slick, who we've seen a couple times, who's done really, really well, who was trained to absolute Nat's ass, right? So I think that's going to be a lot for Peggy to sort through. And honestly, the thing that I think about this is you just never know. This is a group where we've seen surprises come through.
Right.
Think about the year, was it Swagger, the Old English that won it from the classes.
Right.
That I think is always, you never can tell. And Peggy's one of those people that I trust to find. If there's a great one coming up that nobody's seen, that we don't even know about, I bet she can find it.
Yeah, and I agree too. Like, she's just one of those people. She's going to put up the dog that just speaks to her on the day. And I mean, that's why she has the reputation she does, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I mean, I think Tony is the one to beat, but I'll be really interested to watch that group under Peggy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So, okay, we are through four groups. We're at the end of Monday. We've got all day Tuesday, and there's some breed judging on Tuesday that, as usual, when we're talking about, can make it or break it for a lot of these dogs. You know, I think back to the interview I did with Luke Ballou and the year that he won the Best in Show with the Pekingese. From his own mouth, he said he won that Best in Show because another dog got beat in the breed.
Right. And that does happen. Tuesday, I think we're going to make it or break it in the breed ranks.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Because we start with that sporting group under Iconic. Okay. I've been friends with Doug Johnson. You guys all listened to the podcast we did with him. Absolute sporting dog man.
Right.
I mean, has bred the winner of Westminster Kennel Club Best in Show twice with a Clumber and with a Sussex. So this is a guy that definitely knows his way around the sporting group.
Exactly. So many people are just wondering what he might do as a Sussex breeder with last year's winner, Bean, which I personally would find super interesting. It's one of those things, a breed you're always going to have some prejudice for or against it, and then you breed like a rare breed like a Sussex. I think that comes even more into play. One of the dogs that I think that he could really like is the new English Setter bitch with Adam Bernard and Penny. Mm-hmm. But that breed's going to be super competitive. Michael Canaliso does the breed.
Yep.
And she was one of the top dogs in Canada, and she's looking better than she's ever looked with Adam. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of the breeds to get to
right.
Mr. Johnson for the sporting
right.
group. And then also, what will he do if he does get Bean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be, again, I got nothing. I think it's going to be so wide open.
So dependent on what wins in the breeds.
Right.
In my opinion, the Pointer has done real, real well with Mark Bettis. There's always a Cocker coming from the Pitts group.
And that's a question. Will Grant be here?
Right.
Nobody knows for sure.
Right.
I don't know that Doug Johnson has had the opportunity to judge him. And if he has, I don't think he's done super well for the dog, which is why I've heard he might not be here. Mm-hmm. But again, it's right. the garden.
It's right? the garden. And that's the great thing about it. And I know that Doug is always going to want to find the pretty dog.
Right.
It's got to speak to him, to his soul.
Exactly.
And I believe that 110%.
Yeah. So sporting will be very interesting.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. Yeah, I know. I promised I was never going to sing again, but I'm saying our new audiobook is available now. Whoop! Yeah! Pure Dog Talks, How to Stack Your Dog and Other Important Talks is a 2-CD set featuring early mentoring episodes from the podcast, tips, and previously unrecorded pep talks. This is a power-packed opportunity for folks who don't want to search our exhaustive 260-some-odd episode library for just the topic they're looking for. This 2-hour series is a great resource for breeders and mentors, 4-H leaders, anybody that's looking for a straight-line trajectory from what kind of dog should I get to raising a show dog, how to stack and move with your dog, to counting championship points for your new dog. Super easy to purchase. Just drop PayPal $25 a book to Laura at puredogtalk.com and make sure audiobook is in the comments and that your mailing address is included, because shipping is free. That's on me. And I'll have it to you in just a few days. Breeder and mentor bundles are available. I'll give you a 10% discount on 5 or more, and this is a very limited print run. So get your order in today. May not be here tomorrow.
Okay, so now the big question, the working group. Jimmy Moses, iconic handler, now judging.
So this was interesting because before we started the recording,
right.
you and I talked about, so I heard that if Dylan Kipp brings out Ripcord, that Jimmy Moses has always been a big fan of that team,
mm-hmm.
he loves
mm-hmm.
that dog, and that she might be bringing the dog out. And then you looked up who is judging Dobermans,
right.
which is
Bill Shelton.
Nobody more iconic, really, in Dobermans.
Exactly. I mean,
Bill Shelton
is the eye of Dobermans.
Exactly.
And there is the Foxfire dog.
And he is just so intimate with that breed that there's no predicting it. It's going to be judged on something that would totally fly over the heads of most people.
Right.
And so I think that there's no for sure there. And again, even in boxers, another
right.
iconic competitive
right.
breed in the group.
And Wilma's been tearing it up.
She's been tearing it
but.
Up. But again, judged by a very iconic working dog handler.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's going to happen there? We don't even know what boxers are going to show up. Like,
right.
there's so many
right.
unknowns there.
Right.
So as much as we'd love to see, like, Wilma Rocket,
yeah.
we don't know what's going to happen. So, again, very, very, very dependent on the breeds, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
I think working and sporting particularly just hammer in terms of clear down at the breed level. Who's even here? Who gets out of those really, really competitive breeds? And then what happens on the night,
right?
right?
And that's the thing. You know, we'll see what Jimmy Moses has when he gets in there. We mm-hmm. know that he's going to pick a solid dog with
mm-hmm.
lots of movement, great temperament.
Yep.
Like, he is going to pick, but what is he going to get? That's
right.
the question,
right?
right? So, yeah, I'm in agreement. I think it's so wide open.
Like I said, we did this last year for the first time, and we're comfortable with most of our groups. I'm with you. I'm like,
I got it.
Yeah. I got nothing. Okay, so maybe you're not betting with us on the line, guys. All right, now terrier, I'm feeling like there's some good strength in the terrier group.
There always is. Right? Always is good strength. Yeah. I just feel, looking at it, you know, we have King with Gabriel, mm-hmm. who has won so much in Europe, done so well, mm-hmm. and for me, at some of the maybe bigger shows here in North America, the judges have just never really lined up for him. Like, he's always been missing a piece of the puzzle, right? You need a breed judge, you need a group judge, and you need a best in show judge. And, like, I hate to say it, but I also love to say it. I think maybe this is it, right? He has Jim Reynolds, Terrier Man, knows his wire fox terriers.
Deep Terrier Man.
Doing the breed, mm-hmm. then Christine Erickson, who has basically never denied the dog, doing the group,
and Peter Green is judging best in show. So you know there's flutters in Gabriel's stomach, right?
So maybe it's time that King got kinged, and what a better place for him to be kinged
absolutely
than at the Garden.
Absolutely. And Peter Green had this dog in August of last year at the shows down in Southern California. And gave him best in show there. We know Peter likes the dog. I don't know if he's seen him other times, but I was there for that one.
Right. And, you know, I just think, like I said, I go to Europe a lot. I saw King win a ton in Europe with Warren. Mm-hmm. I always liked the dog. Mm-hmm. And then just every time I came to the States to some of the bigger shows, there's just always a piece of the puzzle where the judge just didn't quite line up.
Right.
And quite often it was at the breed. Quite often King had some really good group and best in show judges, but something would come in the breed that caught the judge's eye. And, you know, with Jim Reynolds doing the breed, I just kind of see maybe this is the stars finally aligned, and what a better place for them to align.
Well, and, you know, it's just, there's so much, it gives you goosebumps about this, with Peter judging best in show. Gabriel's already won best in show here twice, once with the Scotty, once with the other
Wire Fox. Yep.
Two great terrier men.
Dueling it out in the center of the ring. I just think it would be, like, the fairy tale ending, and I would love, love, love to see that happen. So once I looked up who was doing the breed in Wires, I just didn't even look at any other terriers. So I apologize to all other terrier exhibitors. You know, I know Louie's going to be here. It's going to be his last show. Right. I love the dog. I love Kim. You know, I think that there's always, always, always one of the most competitive groups is the terrier group, no matter where you go in America. And I'm sorry, but I got nothing. Once I saw that breed judge and knew the group and best in show judge, I was just like, I think that this could be the fairy tale ending.
Yeah.
So if we were to move on to best in show under Peter Green, I'm going to go all W's. I'm going to go Wire Whippet.
Okay,
I'm going Wire best in show. Yeah. And Whippet, just based on, you know, again, Peter's a great dog man. That Whippet has just come through at all the other big events. And I just see him, you know, breeder, owner, handler, kind of like shining through on the night. Again, what a fairy tale ending for both dogs if it could come down to that. So you heard it here first, folks. I'm going to go with Wire and Whippet. And Laura, you?
You know, I'm going to go with Wire. I really am. But I'm going to have to say a lot's going to depend on who comes out of that toy group.
Yeah, I agree.
I would be willing to put money on it. If Bono comes through in that toy group, I could see the Havanese going reserve.
And I would love that, too. You know, I'm a huge Taffy, huge Bono fan. So I hope you're right. So let's put it that way. I'm going to say Wire Whippet, but I hope Laura's right.
I think Wire Whippet is definitely the safe bet. You're not going to get a lot of long odds on that. I'm going to take the long odds, and I'm going to go with the Wire Fox. And then reserve to Bono.
And my heart's going to go with Laura, and I'm going to say, I hope that I'm right, but secretly I hope she's right.
Well, and, you know, that would be kind of a first. That would be all West Coast.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. All right. Thanks, Allison. Sure appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Laura.
All right.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the Purebred Dog Fancy. So stop by the Supers desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.